Oh, Allie, it was amazing. The flight there was 11 and a half hours from Los Angeles to Fiji. Coming home was an hour shorter. And then we flew into Fiji. And what was amazing is it's all real busy and real different from the States, but everybody is so helpful. People like at the airport that would guide you, and everybody just was so friendly. You know, you start to think you're lost because maybe you haven't gone far enough, and they're just right there. The Fijian people are just lovely, ready to help. And then you fly into Savu Savu, and it's this small little airport and just a beautiful area. The airport doesn't have walls, and somebody was there from Koro Sun to meet you. And he came right up, seemed to know who we were, and then took us in a van up to the resort. And just driving there, it was amazing because you're driving down a highway that's right next to the ocean, and it's just beautiful, really green. And when we first got to the resort, they give you a lovely foot massage and give you some coconut water to sip on. And then we just went and rested in our rooms. It was so nice to be there. They fed you three times a day and had an afternoon tea, so you never went hungry. All the food that they fed you was, most of it was grown right there on the island at the resort. They have mango trees, coconut trees, banana trees. They grew their own lettuce. We happened to be there during papaya season, so we had lots of papaya. Well, pineapple like you've never tasted before. It was just wonderful. The air was so clean. Cleared up my allergies. I have pretty bad allergies, and when I was in Fiji, I didn't experience them. I think it was the really clean air and the salty air. The water's really salty, the Pacific. At the resort, you're going to stay in the Edgewater Beret, and it's right on the water. You just go out your back patio, down the steps, right into the water, and you can swim. We snorkeled every day just right off our deck. It was beautiful. We did. The thing that I noticed most, the Fijian people are, they're so friendly, and they want to get to know you. They'll stop and talk to you, because at first I was going, like, you know, what does this person want? Because I'm used to when we take trips elsewhere, and they're always wanting money from you. And people would stop us on the street just to ask us where we were from. They were just really curious about us and friendly, and nobody asked for money. There's no tipping at the resort. You can tip at the very end if you want to show your appreciation, but it goes into what they call their Christmas fund, because as they appropriately said, was that everybody that works at the resort makes your stay there very comfortable and amazing, and so it's not fair to just to tip the person that might be driving you someplace. So what they do is they take all that Christmas fund money and share it with everybody at Christmas time. They were very efficient and friendly, and I just loved, they kept saying, no worries, Fijian time.
Oh, nice.
So we went and visited the schools. I had taken supplies for the school, so that was really exciting to be able to share that with the school and get their impressions of us while we were there. We went down for market day. We went into town and met the locals. We kayaked, and the resort is right next to the rainforest, so you can go trekking through the rainforest. We were able to have a lovely, lovely banana leaf massage for 2 hours. Oh, that was, I think, my very favorite, because they were very good at the massaging. They massaged you for a full hour. Then they had you go outside for a little while, and while they got the big banana leaves to wrap you in and to massage you some more. And the area that they take you to do the massage is in the rainforest, and you have a waterfall that you can hear, and it just made it really, really pleasant. At the resort, they had quite a bit of entertainment that you could choose from. They had their local house band that would come in and play, and we got to know them. And then they had some different people that would come in and do some traditional Fijian dance, and one night they did a Polynesian dance. That was pretty exciting. The people, we got to really know the people. Like my favorite activities person, his name was Solo. He just takes care of the guests so much. And then Rose, of course, inside the resort. And Arvin was a driver, you know, that drove us places. They're just all about taking care of you, and they make you feel really like they care, and they do. The Fijian people are wonderful. I'm hooked, for sure. And let me tell you, what was surprising is that most of the people that we saw there were from the States or New Zealand. There were a whole bunch of people from the United States, and then from New Zealand, and some from Australia. But we actually met a couple that we got quite close to from Montrose. They were there on their honeymoon, an hour away, and we spent a lot of time with them doing activities.
Whoa, that's crazy. How
Isn't
fun.
That nice?
Yeah, that's great.
Yep, and then we just made friends. We're going to keep track of some people that we met from New Zealand and Australia. It was really nice. Mm. Buy a ticket, regardless if you think you might win, because KVNF is such a good radio local station that's why I really bought the ticket, is because I listen to the radio station every day on my way into work. I listen to the news, and I wanted to support you for providing that to me every day. So when I first bought a ticket, it kind of flashes through your mind, oh, wouldn't that be nice to go to Fiji? But I originally did it just to support the station and to show my appreciation. And then, of course, just let your listeners know that you can win. I'm proof of it.